F. Proving you're a clean athlete. Testing procedures: urine, blood, and athlete biological passport. Doping test is for athletes to prove on and off a field of play that you are competing clean and fair. Your urine or blood are collected during a doping test. Athletes must ensure that you are ready to be tested at any time, anywhere. Learning objectives. 1. You can explain the reasons why testing is conducted and athletes may be tested whenever and wherever. 2. You can be confident when tested by following the procedures. 3. You can understand and properly exercise athletes' rights during testing. When and who is subject to doping tests? All athletes are subject to testing. No prior information is shared as to whom will be tested at events. The same procedure applies to athletes with impairments, in general. Athletes with impairments can request modifications to testing procedures and the DCO will decide. Test places anytime and anywhere. In competition and out of competition testing. What kind of testing? Urine or blood sample collections. Athlete biological passport, ABP, also conducted. Dried blood spot, DBS. Normal blood testing uses venous blood, but DBS uses blood from capillaries under the surface of the skin, and blood samples are dried on filter paper. DBS is also introduced as a blood testing. Who conducts the testing? Testing authority is anti-doping organizations such as National Anti-Doping Organization, NADO, international federations, if delegated, International Testing Agency, ITA, and major event organizations, MEO, for example, IOC, delegated to ITA, IPC, Continental Sports Organization, like Olympic Council of Asia, OCA, Pan Am Sports. Sample collection authority is ADO's authorized DCO. DCOs are trained, certified or recertified and authorized by ADO. National level athletes who reside abroad can be tested by your NADO, by the sample collection authority, possibly different from your NADO. National and international level athletes can be tested by IF or NADO anytime. Only WADA-accredited laboratories can analyze samples and report to ATOMS. Athletes' rights and responsibilities in doping tests. Right. Athletes have the right to fair and equitable testing programs. 1. Minor athletes can request accompanying person to witness the doping control process if it goes appropriately. 2. Ask questions to the DCO or request any assistance. 3. Request and get permission by DCO to delay in going to DCS for valid reasons. Valid reasons: medal ceremony, media interview, treatment of injuries, going and get your ID, finish training session. Roles and responsibilities. Athletes are responsible for being tested at any time and anywhere. 1. Show your ID with your photo, accreditation card, passport, etc. to the chaperone or DCO when notified. 2. Always remain within the direct observation of the chaperone or DCO until the end of sample collection process. 3. Go to DCS immediately after notification, if not accepted by the DCO with valid reasons. Minor athletes, under 18, are protected. For doping control, CNXB of International Standard for Testing and Investigations. Athlete Biological Passport, ABP. The ABP is intended to monitor selected biological parameters over time that may indirectly reveal the effects of doping on the body. Each athlete's longitudinal profile is generated based on statistical tools. If any data from a sample falls outside the athlete's reference range, this abnormal value may be an indication of doping or a pathological condition.